possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With Thursday's 830 on the Go, I'm Lindsay Peterson. Today's stories include plenty of what's happening in and around the 4th of July this weekend, how to stay safe on the water, and a Minneapolis classic is closing. But we begin with one of Minneapolis's biggest events of the year, Taste of Minnesota, which kicks off on Saturday.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and Cheap Trick will headline the event Saturday, and Ludacris and Nerdy will perform Sunday. So if music isn't your thing, there are also going to be aerialists, puppies, inflatables, and even wrestling matches. Associate producer Josh Vosburg with some of the changes this year.
This year we are open until 10 p.m., so it's going to be super great to just stay open a little bit later after the headliners close for you to experience, you know, kind of like the nightlife of Taste of Minnesota as well, in case, you know, you come a little later.
The event is being held on Washington and Nicollet Mall. It is free, and Vosburg says they expect crowds of as many as 200,000, thanks to the bigger musical guests and the 4th of July timing. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Nothing can ruin a holiday quicker than an injury. WCCO's Ari Bergeron explains fireworks safety.
Sure, fireworks are fun, but some are illegal in the state of Minnesota. State Fire Marshal Dan Cryer.
Any firework that explodes, that goes boom, or that goes in the air is illegal. That includes firecrackers, Roman candles, bottle rockets. Mortars.
Some are also extremely dangerous.
20 to 40 injuries each year. The age range, toddlers, all the way to 50 plus.
Of course, those injuries are preventable by avoiding these three things.
Proximity to the firework. The other is misplacement. So that goes more to the property damage. And then the other is using fireworks under any sort of substance.
So be smart and be safe. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And I'm Mark Fry. We're learning more about the death of a Minnesota state trooper. The Day County Sheriff's Office in South Dakota says Molly McClure went missing early Sunday evening after jumping off a boat to swim in Wabe Lake in the town of Webster. That's just west of the South Dakota-Minnesota border. McClure's body was recovered early Monday morning. Her drowning happened exactly 1 week after the drowning of Beverly Rodriguez on White Bear Lake. Rodriguez was a sergeant with the Metro Transit Police Department.
It's 15 years in prison for a 19-year-old man charged in connection with a 2023 mass shooting that left 9 people injured in Minneapolis.
DeMario Demsey was sentenced yesterday after pleading guilty to 3 counts of attempted murder back in May. Prosecutors accused Demsey and co-defendant Jaden Butcher of shooting at a group of people playing dice on the sidewalk at the intersection of Franklin and Chicago Avenues. At least 4 juveniles were injured in the shooting. Butcher will be sentenced next Wednesday. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The man charged with killing Minnesota House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark and shooting another lawmaker and his wife is back in federal court this afternoon.
57-year-old Vance Belter's attorneys had asked for a continuance last week after Belter told the judge he hadn't slept in 12 to 14 days. Belter is federally charged with 2 counts of murder, 2 counts of stalking, and 2 weapons charges, and could face the death penalty if convicted. He's also facing potential state charges where he could end up facing life in prison without parole. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And I'm Mark Fry. New charges are filed against a 27-year-old Isanti man who prosecutors say sexually assaulted minors at a children's gymnastics and dance studio in Ham Lake. Kalpikula faces 4 felonies for the alleged incidents that took place from 2015 to 2024. He was charged last year after 2 victims came forward, while a 3rd victim came forward last month after seeing coverage of those incidents. Pecula appeared in court yesterday. He remains in jail.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Minnesota lakes and rivers are expected to be very busy this weekend, and there will be additional law enforcement out to make sure everyone is following the rules.
The DNR is announcing its annual Operation Dry Water campaign, running Friday the 4th through Monday. It highlights the dangers of boating under the influence of alcohol or drugs and calls attention to the heavy penalties a BWI can bring. Lieutenant Eric Sullivan is with the DNR's Marine Unit.
Because here's the bottom line, drunk boating is drunk driving. If you're caught, you can lose your privilege to operate a boat, a car, and recreational vehicles.
Sullivan says the goal is to make the water safer for everyone by removing anyone operating under the influence. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
If you're planning to get out of town, you're not alone. AAA says a record 72 million people will travel at least 50 miles. That's an increase of 1.7 million domestic travelers from this time last year. And at Minneapolis-St. Paul International, it will be busy, but not record-breaking.
In Minnesota, the 4th of July is a time when most people are hitting the road to the cabin up north and not necessarily flying. But if you do have to fly...
Sunday will be our busiest day with the projection of 52,000 people going through our checkpoints, meaning they come through the front door, they check in, and they go to the checkpoints and onto the gate.
Airport spokesperson Jeff Lee says if you're flying, there are some things to remember, including all the road construction projects in the Twin Cities that could set you back.
I think it's smart to build in the time, the travel time, the parking time that it takes. People can make it a little bit smoother by going online to nspairport.com and making their reservations online.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minneapolis police are stepping up efforts this holiday weekend to prevent destructive and dangerous behavior that's happened in years past.
In lieu of numerous situations the last couple of years in which fireworks were used recklessly and dangerously, Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara has a stern message.
So let me be clear. If you have intentions of coming to this town to cause chaos, don't. You will be arrested, and we will seek charges against you.
This year, law enforcement is better prepared. There will be added patrols in addition to
using strategic road closures in areas that have seen high levels of problematic behavior. These measures have proved successful last year in disrupting that activity, protecting neighborhoods, and ensuring celebrations could continue safely.
O'Hara also said they'll be monitoring social media for individuals or groups planning any type of destructive behavior. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The 1st of July saw a number of new laws and policies go into effect in Minnesota, including a new state fossil.
The giant beaver, a prehistoric species as big as a black bear, has now been bestowed the honor. The massive, ancient cousin of our modern beavers roamed Minnesota's waterways over 10,000 years ago. And more recently, two nearly complete skeletons were unearthed in both Minneapolis and St. Paul. Minnesota Science Museum paleontologist Alex Hastings played a role in the decades-long fight to make the move official.
There was one big effort made back in 1988, and then a local representative, Senator Swadzinski, was looking to bring something like this forward as well based on some of his student constituents. So people definitely have had this on their minds here.
He added that the quirky choice aims to connect Minnesotans to the state's deep natural history. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally today, one of Minneapolis's classic dive bars is closing.
In a social media post, Palmer's Bar at 500 Cedar Avenue South says it'll close September 14th after 119 years. It opened in 1906, originally named Carl's Bar, and was renamed Palmer's back in 1950. The West Bank Institution has been a popular stop for live music. Palmer's Bar will operate as normal with what they say is a jam-packed calendar until bar close again coming up on September 14th. Our Friday News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go on all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com, or you can download the Odyssey app. I'm Lindsay Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.